Minister. Wow. Well, the rest of you can leave. You got a word, Mark?
Yes.
You need a mic?
Not necessarily, unless you want me to have one.
Can everyone hear him?
I just feel like I would be disobedient.
Yes, they do. In that way that seemeth right unto man is a carnal understanding of God's word. It's not a spiritual understanding. How many have thought something carnal and it was spiritually wrong? How many know it's not right to be religiously right, it's right to be spiritually right? How many understand what I'm saying? That in all of our lives we all have religion to some degree. And what religion is where faith stops in some area of your life. When faith stops in any area of your life of believing, religion starts. Because when faith stops, listen to me, the Holy Spirit stops. Why is there so many doctrines? Why are there so many religions? They all reached a point and said, this is it. This is where it stops. And it's not stopped. It stops when I get in Him. When I'm in Him and He's in me. How many know that's His prayer? Can I hear an amen? We started a series last Sunday night on the Great Commission of Jesus Christ, and God's changed His message 3 times in the last week. So we're gonna do what God wants to do. But it's vital that we understand that when He commissioned the 12, He was commissioning anyone that was a believer in Him. I understand that Jesus Christ talked to His disciples and the Jews as the Jewish nation because He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But the reality of it is we're carrying on the gospel of Jesus. If we've been born again. If our life's been changed, if we've been taken out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, wow. Well, it takes taking off my jacket to get right, to get a fire burning in here. There you go. You're welcome. Because the reality of it is we are not our own, not to do what we want to with our lives, but we are bought with a price. And if you worked your whole life and all your friends worked their whole life just to buy your way into heaven, it'd fall very, very short. If the whole world were to give you all the money to approach God for your salvation, it would fall short. Can I hear an amen? The price that Jesus Christ paid for our salvation is unspeakable. Somebody say, thank you, Father. That's just for our salvation. And another view is that He sent us a comforter to teach us all truths. Not what people were teaching or anything else, but what God's truth is. Can I hear an amen? There's a reality that everyone thinks, every man's right in his own eyes. Turn around and look at someone and say that. Every man's right in his own eyes. That doesn't mean that it's right, though. Can I hear an amen? But it's time that the church steps up. Instead of going downhill, it's time that we as believers step up. It's time that some of the things that Jesus did started working in our lives more than they are right now. It's time that our faith kicks up. It's time that our vision kicks up. It's time that we see the end time. And for such a time as this, we were born. Many people in the Old Testament had great successes. Abraham and Isaac and all the patriarchs of old. But He did not choose them for this time. Wow, it got awful quiet. How many know it's like a relay race? How many know that Paul said we're running a race? And how many will say that this is the end of the race? We're on the last relay. that the last generation handed it off to us, and we're finishing the line. Can I hear an amen? And I don't know about you, but you know, most of the time, wisdom, the strength is in the last leg. Can I hear an amen? The reality is, God called us for such a time as this to be a vessel for God's. For God's Spirit to flow through. For God's salvation to flow through. And some of you say, that's not right. It's exactly right. Because He is the branches and we are the vine. We don't produce nothing of ourselves. Can I hear an amen? If anything's getting done for God, it's because God did something through us. If anything, if there's any fruit at all, it's because God's flowing through us. Can I hear an amen? We're just a vessel of the Most High God. Somebody shout glory. The reality is that some of us are clogged up. And God wants to flow through every one of us, no matter where you are or what part of the ministry you're in, whether it's just a personal ministry or you're around your neighborhood or you minister at work or wherever you ministry, there should be things going on inside of us that catches people's attention. There should be questions about our testimony. There should be questions about what's going on. How come in the middle of all the hell that Paul's going through, he's got victory? He's got a smile on his face. He's got joy. I know what he's going through. He's got this, and he doesn't. I'm just saying this. He's got marital problems, and his kids are out of whack and all this stuff, and they're not. But through it all, he counts it all as joy. I love to see Christians that are walking through battles with their face smiling. You know why? Because the devil hates it. The devil hates to see a smile in adversity because he knows you're not relying on your own strength, but you're relying on the strength of the Lord. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. God has got this no matter what I'm going through. God's not going to leave me in it. He's going to bring me through it. Can I hear an amen? And the reality of that is we need to learn in this time more than any time before that we need to trust. It's not a word that comes out of our mouth. It is an action that we express in our daily life. Can I hear an amen? That God is good and God has got this. Can I hear an amen? God had it when the three Hebrew children were in the furnace. Wow. God had it with Daniel in the lion's den. God had it with Noah. God's always got his children. Can I hear an amen? God loves us and he cares for us. And we are a vessel. We are an ambassador. We are something that God wants to flow through. I don't like religion because some of them says, you know, you might be the only Jesus that the world sees. And they take it on themselves think like they're something. But we are nothing. We're absolutely nothing without him. I'm going to say it again. You're nothing but a bunch of filthy rags. You're a filthy sinner. Without him, I'm nothing. But with him, glory to God, I'm all that he says I am. I'm a joint heir with Christ. Somebody say amen. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Can I hear an amen? Jesus, when he went back to his hometown, I want to bring this up because Monday morning God woke me up after that message Sunday night that when he sent his disciples out, he gave them power. Now I'm going to go here. He didn't say go out and pray for the sick. He said go out and heal the sick. Let me share something with you. If somebody gets healed when you pray for them, it's not because of what your prayer is. It's because God flowing through you in the name of Jesus, they're healed. And if some people aren't healed when you pray, maybe it's something to do with you and not them. When it gets quiet like that, it makes me want to stop right there and preach. Put about $5 in that parking meter and just stay right there till we get it cleared up. The reality is so often we want to blame it on God. They didn't get healed. Well, maybe it's not God's will. Let me share something with you. It is God's will to heal, to save and deliver. He proved that in John 3:16. Can I hear an amen? For God so loved the world. Oh man, it's too quiet in here. That he gave his only begotten son. The trouble is that the church is not getting the world to believe what God did. Because if we can get them to believe, they shall be saved. They shall be healed. They shall be delivered. Can I hear an amen? The power of God flowing to the church, it came down to from dunamis to a firecracker. Well, let me share something with you. A firecracker still got plenty of power. I seen one on Facebook the other day where a guy was stuck out in the woods and he had a Jeep and they stuck a fire in the rim. The tire came off the rim. He stuck a firecracker in there and when it exploded, it popped it back on the rim. Can you imagine what the dunamis power of God would do in your life? The reality of putting the devil back. The reality of breaking chains. The reality of seeing a manifestation of God's power that the world can't deny. I'm going to go here, and the reality is our Our doctrine is no different than anybody else's until you bring the power of God into it. And the power of God vindicates our gospel against any other religion there is. Can I hear an amen? Somebody shout amen. He wants to vindicate His word. Most of the things that Jesus did was to prove that there was a living God. Not then, even in the Old Testament. And even now, can I hear an amen? And in our future, the reality of God being God, and He always will be God, is left up to us. Left up to how much we believe. Left up to how much we want to yield in God. How much we want to see God's glory. How much we want to see the cross of Jesus Christ vindicated. Every time I think about the cross, I see people that are not getting it, and I'm not doing what I should be doing. I see people that are not getting healed. And I don't point it on God, I point it on me. God raised my faith. If there's something down inside of me that this is not flowing out, God change it in my life. That they might see the power of God. That they might realize the power of God. That salvation will not pass them up. That they'll know that there's a God. Can I hear an amen? The reality of the world's dying and going to hell because there's too much word message going on and not enough power of God going on. You can twist the word of God. You can throw this out and throw that out. And that's all fine. And there's a lot of people doing it. But when it comes down to the manifestation of God, only God can do it. Only God can save. Can I hear an amen? But we are a vessel of the Most High God. God's Spirit should be in us. It's flowing out of us. Freely we have received, and freely we should give. Too quiet in here. Way too quiet in here. Go with me to Matthew. Matthew chapter 14. Chapter 13. 14 and back up two verses. How many know that there's more that God can do in you than what's going on right now? How many know that you're not exhausting your anointing? I'm going to go here again. How many know that you're not exhausting the anointing God has placed on your life? How many know that the biggest thing in God working through us is not God, it's us? Turn around and look at someone and say, God doesn't have a problem. Only with us. Some people don't like to hear that, but that's okay. He woke me up Sunday night after that message. We talked about going out and proclaiming healing. See, there's a prayer of faith. But Jesus said when He sent out His disciples, He said, go out and heal. And see, this gets into religion. But if God's flowing through you, that's exactly what's going to happen. Wow. Go out and cast out devils. If God's flowing through you, there's no religion about it. The church is falling away because the power of God is being shut up. What's come out of the closet and what's going into the closet is two different things. I'm going to say that again. What's coming out of the closet and what's going into the closet is two different things. The church of Jesus Christ, the power of God, the love of God, the glory of God, the anointing of God should not be being cooped up, but should be set free no matter where we're at. Six amens. That's all right. I'm going to preach myself happy, then I'm going to go home and take a nap. And let me share something with you. If you don't like what I'm saying, everyone listen, I am not talking to you. I'm talking to those that want to hear what God wants to do in our lives. Can I hear an amen? But there should be some sayings going around. You know, sayings about our family and sayings from religious people. There should be some things going around that they should be talking about. The church of Jesus Christ that is rolling in the Spirit, that's flowing in the Spirit, that these signs are following them that believe. Can I hear an amen? That healings and salvations and deliverance are taking place because of the mighty name of Jesus. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, unto deliverance. He who hath delivered me doth deliver me, and someday I will be delivered by the power of God. Can I hear an amen? God is wanting to do a great work. Wow. Am I preaching so fast you ain't got time to say amen? But God's desire hasn't changed. From Adam, His desire is to bring mankind back. All the way through the Old Testament, every type and shadow of every sacrifice pointed to Calvary. Every dove that was slain, every ram that was slain, every lamb that was slain, everything that was slain, and blood was shed. It was to point to the blood of Jesus Christ. Can I hear an amen? The saving power. No other saving power. The delivering power. Somebody needs to say hallelujah. The delivering power. The church should be walking in a place where people around are saying, what in the world's going on with that man? What's going on with that woman? They should be saying things like this. Verse 54. 13:54. This is what people should be talking about. The church of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus. Can I hear an amen? And when he was coming to his own country, he taught them in their synagogues insomuch that they were astonished. Say they were astonished. You know what that means? They stood in awe. They were going. Understand this. They were tilting. Tilt. Have you ever played a pinball machine? If you haven't, you need to. Because you recall this message and you understand it. It tilts when it's not going right. Anyways, and said, whence? Somebody say whence? Do we grab a hold of that? Do we read this and do we understand it? Do we want to pick it apart? Whence? They said. About these holy rollers. About this Jesus leading these holy rollers. About this sea walker. That blind man healer. That leper cleansing man from Galilee. From whence? Hath this man, or this church, or this body of believers, or these followers of Christ, these baptized, tongue-talking, holy rollers, chandelier-swinging, carpet-running, from whence do they get this power? That's what people should be saying about the church of Jesus Christ. From whence does he get it? They didn't know, they didn't want to know where John got his. They didn't want to know about that. Jesus tricked him in it. Can I hear any man? They knew where he got this power. They knew it wasn't of himself. But they still stood in astonishment. Not only the people in his town, but the scribes and Pharisees said the same thing. From whence does this man get this authority? From whence does this man get this knowledge? I wish somebody would turn around and look at somebody and say, I don't know where you get it from, but let it keep on flowing because it's smarter than you are. I don't know where that authority's coming from, but it's not yours, so just keep on flowing in it. Somebody say amen. And these mighty works. Jesus said, God gives me a word. The words that I speak unto you, they produce the works. And I don't know. Glory to God. The words that I receive stir up a light. The words that I receive, they're not just words, but they're spirits of God. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they're not just words, but they're spirit and they're life. Their eternal life. Their glory. They're anointed. There's healing in the words. I sent my word to heal. I sent my word to deliver. I sent my word to cure your infirmities and your iniquities and all the things that are wrong with you. And one of the biggest things wrong with the church today, Jesus Christ today, is it might not commit adultery, but it might commit spiritual adultery. It might not do fornication, but it commits spiritual fornication. If I've ever seen a time that the church is bipolar, it's bipolar now. They walk all week carnally, and when they get to church, they get spiritual. I'm going to say it again. We walk all week carnally, and when we get to church, we want to give you spiritual. Well, I'm going to go to church. I'm going to go there and speak in tongues. I'm going to go there because I can lay hands on somebody and pray for them. I'm going to go there because maybe I got a word of prophecy. Somebody said, Pastor, I sure love you. Now say it like you're not lying. Thank you. The reality is that God gave us this not to come to church in. We should come to church to plug our battery charger in to get more power of God. Can I hear an amen? Don't forget, we enter these doors to worship and praise God. We leave these doors to serve God. Amen. Can I hear an amen? This is a church of the lost and found, and no matter who's in it, including me, I need more of Jesus. I need some of his words to say, hey, buddy, you're out of line. I need a word of reproof once in a while. I need a word of rebuke once in a while. Because if I don't follow those words, I'm not going to get the goodness of God. Because when those words change me, God's joy and God's mercy and all God has comes to me. But if I don't listen to it and I don't worship those words, we'll worship God in church. But when he brings correction, I'm not as bad as Pastor John. Can I hear it? Amen. Some of you haven't heard this one, so I'm going to go here. And I'm not going to be much longer. there's this pastor, and he had a couple of associates. And there's this, I'm going to go here, women, don't take this personal. And this woman kept stirring up strife in the church, because believe me, sometimes men can do it too. And she came, she spread it all over the church about Pastor Paul. I seen Pastor Paul's down at Mimi's Massage Parlor. Down at the bar down there, you know what I'm saying? And she spread it all over the church. This is not a fact now, it's just a joke. Good Lord. I don't want this to go into Living Word Inquiry. Do we got a tape of this? Give it to Sally. And she spread this all through the church, and it was just tearing the church up. How can an associate pastor be up here praising God and his car parked at Mimi's Massage Parlor? Pastor got word of it. He went to Pastor Paul. Come on. You know you're in a doghouse. I got this little problem. You know, Sister So-and-so said she's... And I don't want to know the truth. I don't want... I don't want to know nothing about it. But she said she's seen your car down at Mimi's Massage Parlor in the bar right next to it. And I said, I don't care how you fix it, but I don't like division. So would you please take care of it for me? You go home and pray. Go home and seek God and let Him give you the answer. And then whatever God tells you, you do it, okay? Okay. About 2 days later, 3 days later, Pastor Paul went over to Sister So-and-so's house and he left his car there and went home. Now stop that. He had heard from God. Somebody say amen. But these, you know, strife and backbiters, things like that, it's annoying to God. We got more important things to do, can I hear an amen? But there's a reality here that if they said that about Jesus, they should be saying it about us. Wow, that went over real big. Let's go to the next verse, because it is very repetitive, and I like things that are repetitive. Jesus liked things that are repetitive because he said it over and over again so we could get it. Never mind. Mark said it one way, we didn't get it. Matthew said it another way, we didn't get it. Luke said it another way, we didn't get it. And John came by and said, just get it for love's sake. Never mind. How many know that Jesus was repetitive in his life? Verse 55. Watch this now. This is not really Jesus. Or is it Jesus? Isn't this the carpenter's son? Now watch now. Familiarity breeds contentment. Contentment brings rebellion. And it goes on. Is not this his carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? I mean, they're saying, who does this guy think he is? What's he mean coming in here and disrupt? Notice the unbelief in it. And notice he didn't do many miracles there because of the unbelief. How many know that's scriptural? That's in the Word. Jesus didn't do many miracles because of unbelief. Same way as Jairus' daughter's death, he had to move doubt out of the way so belief could come in there and fix it. Can I hear an amen? And his brothers, James and Joseph and Simon and Judas, I mean, he's just like we are. Never mind. I mean, he's got flesh. He's got a beard. He looks through eyes. He feels. He walks. He doesn't have a Cadillac. He's got a camel. Well, no, he's got a donkey, excuse me, that he only used once. Can I hear an amen? And his sisters, verse 56, and his sisters, are they not all with us? I mean, are they not all like us? I mean, you know, there's nothing special about them. So if there's nothing special about them, there's really nothing special about him. So I'm standing here, and in these group of people, if you can position yourself with them, how much that's rubbing off. How much is rubbing off on his family? How much is rubbing off on those that he came to set free, to save and deliver? How much is it's changing your mind? How often pastors are just too familiarized, and I'm not saying this to put me on a pedestal or anybody else, but the reality of there's a calling there. And so often they become so familiar that they can be no spiritual good. And his sisters, and are not all with us, whence? There it goes again. Then hath this man all these things. Wow. Throughout the four Gospels, not only was the people of his town awestruck, not only were they dumbfounded, but if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us, ought not it do the same thing? Ought not it be able to break every spiritual bit of bondage? Every emotional bondage? Everything that would cause division in my or your relationship with Jesus Christ? Isn't that what the power of God is for? Not only just to save us, but to, let me say this, I don't want to just come out of darkness and stop halfway. I don't want to be like Israel that made it halfway to heaven. I want to be redeemed coming out, and I want to be redeemed coming in. The same message was to both leaders of the church back then. And the reality is, if faith would have been there, the first generation would have made it in. That's the gospel in Hebrews. You can't change it. So the reality is God flowing through us, or is there a filter system? Is there something that holds back? Something that doesn't let our faith go where it's supposed to? Not only in spiritual things, but in monetary things. Feeding a home. We had a meeting here Wednesday night. We incorporated the back building with this building. Homeless people. And I'm going to go here. I hate religion. It's hard for some people that are fancy to hug somebody that stinks. But we had church Wednesday night. My God, how we had church. People saved, people delivered. They felt like that they didn't have the right to come in, because so many other churches wouldn't let them come in. The reality is we all were there. Whether you were there naturally or not, you were there spiritually. You were lost without hope. You were lost in sin, lost in darkness, bound up by the force of the enemy. Can I hear an amen? And you were at one time were a vessel for the devil. At one time the power of the devil flowed through you. The words of the devil came out of your mouth. The thoughts of the devil were in your head. You are a walking instrument for the devil. But by the power of God, he reprogrammed you. My Lord have mercy. He changed who was programming you. No longer are you programmed by the things of evil, but you're programmed by the things of God. No longer does evil flow through us, but the things of God flow through us. Can I hear an amen? And let me share you one thing. You are going down a track that every day of your life, you got worse and worse and worse. Things that you never thought you would do at one time in your life, you are doing them. Because the devil was flowing through you. His anointing was flowing through you. All his manifestations were flowing through you. And it was getting... How many understand what I'm saying? You were talking to him. My God, I'm going to go right here. I'm going to do this. Get religion out of here. Because in reality, you were talking to him, and he was talking back. He would suggest you to go get drunk here, go get high there, or go sleep with this woman or whatever. And you say, that's a good idea. And you don't even recognize that you was talking to the devil. And you come to church today, and people say, I'm talking to God. They say, what, are you some kind of idiot? Let me share something with you. If you talk to the devil, you certainly have the right to talk to a living God. And all these people around are saying, you know, he's some type of religious freak. He hears from God. You better believe I hear from God. And the whole church of Jesus Christ should hear from God. My sheep know my voice, and another they will not hear. Glory to God. There ought to be sayings going around every time we're seen somewhere. From whence does Paul get that power? From whence does Doug get that authority? From whence do these people get this knowledge? There ought to be an understanding that we are a peculiar people, that we're not like the world, that there's something different about us, that the power of God flows through us, that the anointing of God flows through us, that the glory of God flows through us, that salvation and healing and deliverance flows through us. And under no circumstances should we filter that down in any way. Whether it's just people to come to this church, or people to go to the back building, or if we go to the woods and minister to somebody. Jesus Christ said, go out to the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. Show them what God can do. Show them the. If you don't have the miracle working power of God, you ought to have the love of God in you. Somebody say glory. There's people that are dying, going to hell. I was with a brother before my ministry started up, and this drunk was, and I'm going to say it just like, because that's where I was then. And that person says, look at that drunk. And Jesus revealed to me right then that he's trying to find me in the bottom of that bottle. He's saying, is there anybody that can show me a God that can deliver me from this whiskey? Is there anybody that can show me a God that can deliver me from this dope? Is there anybody that can show me a God that can deliver me from this pornography? Can anybody show me a God that can get rid of this trash in my life and bring me out of it? Because that's what I'm hunting for. Because that bottle's not going to fill my void. That pornography is not going to fill my void. There's nothing going to fill my void but a delivering God, the love of God, the power of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God to bring me out of dark into light. And no matter where you're at in this walk with God, the Apostle Paul said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And we're changed from glory to glory. He said that we have been delivered from such a great death. Somebody shout glory to God. And he also goes on to say that we're being delivered by the power of God. Somebody say glory. Like you're sitting there, you don't need some type of deliverance. I share this with you. We all need deliverance. We need deliverance from ourselves into the kingdom of God. Can I hear an amen? The reality is, he goes on to say one more time, I was delivered. I'm being delivered. And thank God he's going to deliver me. Oh, that people would say about us, where in the world, how does this work? Instead of using it in a negative form, trying to deny the power of God. To those he said, you know not the power, you know not the scriptures or the power of God. The reality of this power that he has given us. I'm going to go here. And maybe I'm going to close this. I don't know. It sure would be early. But everyone in here has love. But let me share something with you. That love that you have has boundaries. It can only reach so far. See, I got love that you know not of. Just joking. But check back at your situations in life and where your boundary of love, you faced it face to face. Where the boundary of your mercy, you faced it face to face and you couldn't go no farther. Where all the fruits of the Spirit that, all the fruits that weren't manifested by the Spirit were in our lives. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. How about long-suffering? When you came to the end of long-suffering. Can I hear an amen? Let me share something with you. Those fruits we all have without Christ, but it takes Christ to perfect them. We all have love to some degree. We all have peace to some degree. Somebody shout amen. I'm preaching the truth here. We all have joy and long-suffering, but there seems to be a limit to where our limit is, and where our limit stops, God's limit should pick up. Amen. Because his love reaches past, his long-suffering goes past, can I hear? His peace goes way past ours, can I hear an amen? And in that, it can only be done by God's Spirit flowing through us. It's not what Jesus would do, it's what is Jesus doing through me right now. I can't mock the peace of God. I can't stress the peace of God. All I can do is let God's peace flow through me. God's love flow through me. God's joy flow through me. And when I come to the end of my rope, dealing with different people in the church, I've got to let God's long-suffering take over. Along with a spiritual 2x4. But the reality of, do we yield to this? Because there should be testimonies on every part of our life. When love is flowing through us, past our ability to love, people should say, from whence does he get that love? Glory to God. Preaching myself happy. When you're in the middle of hell, nothing's going right. And the enemy comes in like a flood. There should say, from whence does he get this joy? From whence does he get this peace? No human can deal with that. Hello. How come he's still dealing with that person? There's plenty of times in my life there's been things in the church that I didn't want to deal with, and I wanted my limit to be God's limit. Well, she wants another one. Boy, if we could be hungry for that like she is for Tic Tacs, we'd be all right. Can I hear an amen? How often do we stop? And here's the challenge. Here's the test. You know what makes you what you are in God? What you yield to Him. Paul said in Romans 6, to whom you yield yourself members, and he's talking about saved and unsaved, to whom servants you are to obey, whether sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. So often the churches get caught in this quagmire that you can't smoke and you can't drink and you can't do all this stuff, but they let people stand on a stage that's committing adultery. But nobody knows it because you can't see it. Well, let me put it a different way. They let people in a pulpit that's looking at pornography, but nobody knows it. You know why nobody knows it? Because they only have carnal discernment. They don't have spiritual discernment. Somebody say amen. That's what the gifts are for. The gifts are by the Spirit of God. Can I hear me? The gifts keep the church in order. Somebody shout amen. The reality of it is you can put all those things up there, but that's not what it's about. What it's about is what Jesus said in the beginning. Are you willing to follow Jesus? In your trials, in your tribulations, in your stumbles, in your following, are you still willing to pick yourself up and say, Lord, I'm still coming to you? Because everyone here has sinned and falls short of the glory of God. The reality is, I'm going to pick myself up. I'm not going to stay in this condemnation. I'm going to ask Jesus Christ to forgive me, and I'm moving on for Him. I'm moving farther away from where I was and what tripped me up, and God is my deliverer. No matter how many times I deal with it, how many times have you said you're not going to do it again and did it again? Well, amen. How many times have you said, Lord, if you get me through this one, I won't do it again? Boy, that's some good preaching. I'm going to wet my whistle so I can give you about 5 minutes more. There should be a talk in the streets that no matter where we go, that God's working through us. That there's a significant difference. How many remember when Jesus came across in the boat? And that devil seen him in that possessed man? I love this illustration. And Jesus didn't have a cap on with a blue light blinking to let everybody know he was Jesus. And that demonic man looked afar off and he said, oh my God, it's God. In all those people, he's seen something. Can I hear any man? Oh, he was upset. What was it that seen? What was it that natural ability he had didn't see Jesus? But that devil in him seen him. Can I hear any man? And the people around were probably standing in awe when Jesus did what he did. This relationship with Jesus Christ is all about faith. Not faith in what you can do, but faith in what He can do. And where faith picks up is when you reach your boundary and God takes over. Whether it's the fruit of the Spirit, whether it's the gifts of the Spirit, whatever it is God's doing in our life, there's got to be a faith there that God's doing this. He's not gonna. Don't miss this. He's not gonna. You're not the road runner and a coyote. When you get up in a tree and you're stepping out by faith, and you're standing on the limb and you cut the limb, right? And you're thinking that the tree's gonna hold you up, but instead the tree falls and the limb stays there. That's not how God works. You step out by faith. He honors faith. Can I hear an amen? I hate where this world's going. I hate to see the anointing of the enemy overrule the anointing of God, because it's not right. I hate to see darkness push back light, because that's not scriptural. The reality of it, if that happens, there's something in our life that's not right. Because I can't push back darkness, but there should be a light in me that does. There should be a force in me that does. Can I hear an amen? whether I open my mouth or not, there should be an indwelling God that demands a response. Somebody shout amen. And the reality is we should be walking around and people saying, from whence do they get this power? We get it from a living God, from a loving God, from a God that still wants to see the world saved, set free, and delivered. And I appreciate it because it's reality. There's some that say, will say, well, the whole world's not going to get delivered. The whole world's not going to get saved. Well, hello. Hello. I know that. But it's not my choice to choose. It's my choice to deliver. They make the decision. He said that I paid the price for the whole world to be saved if we can get him to believe. Can I hear an amen? What's holding you up? Don't answer. What's hindering you? We should be a church that is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ in any way, for the sole purpose that it is the power of God unto salvation. Do you know sometimes our social cliques won't let us talk about Jesus? I'm going to say that again. Sometimes our social cliques won't let us talk about Jesus. Sometimes our family cliques won't let us talk about Jesus. Well, if we're not talking about Jesus, how are we doing them any good? And you're not going to like this, but what are you doing there? Because while you're wasting time there, you could be talking to somebody that wants to hear about Jesus. But no, I want to see my sister saved. Well, is God moving in that direction? Is the wind blowing there? Or are you just wasting your time? Because if the wind don't blow there, they're not going to get saved. Read your Bible. The reality is, where God's Spirit moving? Say this after me. The Word of God says that the wind of God, the convicting power of God, seeks and saves. Do you have your sail up? Put them up and let them go where God's Spirit's going. Can I hear an amen? If you listen to where His Spirit's going, then chances are your brother and sister are going to have a better chance of getting saved. But when you don't go there, you're saying, I'm God, I choose to save who I will. The reality of it is we need to be flexible in everything. And if we're not winning souls, then guess what? If you come to your parents or your neighbors or your friends and things like that there, and you're having a union, and you're not pulling them out, you're not going to like what I'm saying, but they're pulling you down. It will happen. Did you hear me? Say, I don't like that. Then I'm going to say it again. If I'm hanging around with people, come on, say, if I'm hanging around with people, and I'm not in some way inspiring them closer to God, then they're inspiring me closer to the devil. That's the first form of deliverance. If you want to be delivered from anything, quit hanging around with who you're hanging around with. Can I hear an amen? How many need a healing in your body this morning? Wow. Healthy church. God's good, isn't He? Healthy church. How many need a healing in your spirit? How many need to shake off some stuff in your life? How many needs more of God's anointing? Amen. How many wants to break something inside of you to let more God out of you? How many want to be part of the Great Commission and let it flow? How many want to be like a straw and just let God flow through you? Let God's healing flow through you. Let God's peace flow through you. Whatever the situation or circumstance calls for, I'm a vessel of the Most High God. Pour through me, God. Pour your love through me. Pour your peace through me. Pour your glory through me. Pour your healing through me. Pour your salvation. Teach me the words to say that this soul, this precious soul, that you will not pass it by, but it will be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Can I hear an amen? Let's all stand. No matter what the need is this morning, no matter what it is, God's Word is God's Word. I preach God's Word, and you know what? Let me share with you. You know where my faith is? Is He vindicates God's Word. Jesus was the Word, and everywhere that Jesus went, signs and wonders followed. Why? Because He taught the Word of God. And the reality of the bottom line is we need more of Jesus, period, in every area of our life. In our mind, in our attitude, in our character, in our willingness to serve God, in our willingness to minister to God, in our willingness to testify of God. In our willingness to say, God, I don't know why I'm going here, but please show me. I don't need milk. Standing in the middle of a store. What did I come for? Look around. There's probably somebody there that needs Jesus. Well, the next time you go to get gas, I love this. Are you with me on this? You go to get gas, but maybe God's sending you here for some other reason. Never mind. I'm being real here. Hunt for the opportunity. Hunt for God's opportunity. Look for that door. There's doors all around us that God is opening up. We're all going to possibly stand before the great white judgment, and this is not to throw fear into you, it's to sow sadness into you, that we had the power to visit and to bring God's word at a gas station or at a supermarket or somewhere else, but we got milk instead of passing the word of God. And that soul could be in hell today. We need to look at the world not as a sinner, but as something that can be changed like we were. We need to look at the world with compassion because of what Jesus does. We need to look at it with love, saying, God, whatever it takes, don't let nobody else go to hell. Use me in any way you can. If it's just a hug to a stinky old woods person that lives in the woods, God, let me enjoy it. I've been ministering to a man for, I don't know, 2 or 3 months. A homeless man. Well, he's got a home, but he don't have no money. And I see him 2 or 3 times a week, and I buy him stuff in the store. And every time, a little bit more Jesus. A little bit more Jesus. And I'm not boasting on myself. Sometimes circumstances take whittling at. Sometimes it's just deliverance. But the reality is, are we looking around? Is God happy with our testimony? I'm not saying that to make you feel bad. I'm saying that to help out. It's a God that we serve. A God that saved your filthy rear end. Well, that's true. Only in this church. Well, amen. I'm probably going to get that on the air and get some complaints about that. I know it. Lift up your hands. Come see me. Come on. Come on, see. Yeah? Okay. And if your heart is with this, and you can repeat after me. If not, just lift up your hands. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, God, if I've fallen short, whatever causing me to fall short, fix it. I don't want to miss any opportunity to lead someone to the Lord. I don't want to miss any opportunity for your Spirit to flow through me to a lost and dying world. God, heal me physically, mentally, emotionally, in my attitude, in my character, in my way of thinking, anything and everything that's not working in agreement with you, help me change it. And don't let me sleep until I acknowledge it. Time's running out. I want to be a blessing to you. I receive my healing. I receive my touch of God this day. I have received your word. There's anointing on it. There's healing on it. There's deliverance on it. There's salvation in it. I receive it gladly. Therefore, I am healed, set free, and delivered. Not by Pastor John, but by your holy word. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now give God some glory. That's all right.